Hello, everyone. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, and our paradigm shifter today is a good old favorite of a whole lot of you, Galexis, through Ginger Metro. Galexis is a wonderful group of intelligences of spiritual beings, and Ginger's been channeling them for a long time, and they've brought us so much wisdom and so much perspective and so much high-frequency energies on our planet. So I'm so happy to talk to them about the state of the world and to welcome you, Ginger. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's so much fun to be back on the show. It's been a long time, it seems like.
It does seem like a long time, but also you, Ginger, you've been involved in doing a number of workshops as well lately, and that's been exciting. So it's nice to see you float by, and now I've had to capture you and say, let's talk about what's going on in the world. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all psyched for that.
Well, as I told you earlier, I just watched an old YouTube of yours, which is, what is it, Bringing Heaven to Earth? And I just smiled at the title of that. I know it's a show that doesn't run anymore, but it really is about that in the sense of living in a reality we create for the greater good, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's heaven to Earth or Heaven on Earth or something like that. Yeah, the name of the show, and the founder of the show died last year. But they're all of them are still posted on YouTube. So if you post in Galexis, you'll probably find it. You know, anybody who writes Google's Galexis on YouTube or whatever can find it.
It's very good. So would you like to bring in Galexis? And we're gonna...
I think that would be a great plan to do.
Wonderful. Thanks.
All right. So I'm going to head on out, and I'll be quiet for a few seconds, and then Galexis will be with you.
Thanks, Ginger.
All right. We are here.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the show, Galexis. It's been a while since we've talked.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, we don't see it as far as time, but we see that so much is going on that's the way we kind of sense that time's passed.
Well, it's very, very, in a way, it's very turbulent times for the three-dimensional reality, isn't it?
Oh, well, yes. The chaos continues, but there's also, in this particular year, there's also quite a pickup of frequencies, a pickup of energy, a lot going on, an acceleration. And when you get these acceleration times, when you get these speed up times, people have to handle the chaos at a faster clip. And most people are busy trying to avoid dealing with the chaos, avoid dealing with all the craziness and all the distractions and all the little pieces that seem to be floating around and not, you know, not being consistent, life being kind of inconsistent and hard to kind of manage, right? But most people are doing pretty well, particularly those on the spiritual path. You're beginning to see more and more that the spiritual people, even though in the past they've been the airy fairies, out to lunch, all in the ozone, the space cadets, et cetera, they have actually, over the past 2 or 3 years, come into and grounded more than ever before. And so you'd see that the people who've been on the spiritual path a while are really doing much, much better. Now what you're seeing, the people who are suffering the most from the chaos are much more the people in the mainstream who just are getting too disoriented, don't know what to do, and don't know where to go, and circumstances around the planet are just more intense and require more choices that they don't feel qualified to make.
So they're not really centered, like most of us on the spiritual path at least drop into that core, that source center, don't
they? Right, they don't have that. Now, some people do have certain networks and communities they rely on, such as religious groups and philosophical groups and things like that, and they also can rely on certain teachers. But the media has done such a really good job of discounting and diminishing spiritual, New Age type activities that even New Agers don't want to be called New Agers anymore, right? That's because the media has made that a negative term. And people who are doing spiritual white magic, the magicians, they're Satanists now. But, you know, it's like the media has kind of made black sheep out of everybody so that the mainstream, not having access to this broader and expanded spiritual network and the really good orienting information that's available to them, are having much more, many more problems about adjusting, because even the churches and the religious groups that are very, you know, fundamentalist, that, you know, this is where you find safety, security, this is where you find a haven in the storm and so on, they need it more than ever. And if they don't really have it, then it's very, very difficult to make the choices, because there's just too many choices now. The choices are limiting people. Now, the reason we're saying too many choices is that basically the choices of the spiritual self, of the inner self, of the soul, that are the bubbling up of your own motivation, of your own drive, of your own vision and desire, and so on, is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. But if you live in a culture which reinforces conformity and certain choices about how you live your life and how you function and what's important and how you prioritize things, and that's in conflict with what you're feeling inside, and you don't have any resources to support you, what would you expect that would happen? You'd be very confused, wouldn't you?
Very disoriented, right? Hey?
Yeah, disoriented, not knowing who you are, being very confused. And unfortunately, this is happening a tremendous amount in the mainstream. So they need, you know, us. They need the spiritual ones more than ever, right?
To be centered. That's a joke. But anyway, to be very centered
for
them.
Yeah, to kind of actually give value to themselves as people. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of value of the individual is being eroded.
Mm-hmm. That's really true. And when you talk about the media, is a lot of people I know who are not at all even in the spiritual or consciousness mode are saying the media is always lying to us. So it's like people know that it's all a kind of a bot information.
Well, the more aware people know.
Well, I've met some very unaware people who are saying, holy mackerel, I think they're lying, you know.
So, right, but you know, it depends on what media they're listening to. Because
true.
If they're listening to the far right wing fundamentalist Tea Partiers, mm-hmm. then they say the media is, this left wing liberal media is lying to us. And if the people are more on the liberal side and they're saying, gee, the right wingers have gotten control of the media and we're not getting to hear the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So it depends on where your position is, right? So, but there is a lot more awareness, because part of this personal soul orientation that's emerging around the world right now is really pushing for political and emotional freedom.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, Alexis. I was just curious, is it because the frequencies are moving beautifully, or is it because we're doing a natural evolution of our species and it's breaking apart the fabric? Or is there, you know, what is the impetus for the growth of human nature?
Well, human nature, by its nature, being divine, of divine substance, your soul is made of the same substance as God, God is all that is. The very nature of God is to learn and grow. Now, most people think, well, God is, you know, this static, absolute place, but God is not. God is all that is continuously learning, growing, and creating. Mm-hmm. And the way you learn is by expressing yourself, getting feedback, playing with it, shifting and honing it, and then expressing some more.
So all the influences that are trying to keep people, the masses, controlled with lobbied information can't possibly work, can they? People are going to writhe under it and pop out, right?
Well, that's what's really happening right now.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, people are really starting to insist that, you know, they want to know more truth. They have more awareness. And the media is doing its best to kind of slam down all the people who are who are stepping up and say, wait a minute, you know, I have a right to be a free person to do what I choose to do. You know, I have a right to find my truth, to believe my philosophy, to buy the food I want, to live the lifestyle I want. You know, as long as I don't harm other people, there's no problem with this, right? Oh, no. The media says, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the media keeps us in fear, keeps, you know, the famous slogan, if it bleeds, it leads.
Mm.
You know, so all the local news channels around the world, and especially in the U.S., they're very, very honed to give you all the tragic stories so that you fear, so that you don't feel safe.
And even the movies are so full of blood and murder and so on.
Crazy. It's all violence.
But it's worse than it was, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's becoming so much more normal. And one of the devastating things is that movie makers really know that to really grab people, to really shake them up, and they have to do more and more stimulation because people are, you know, getting numbed out to it. They're getting overloaded. So basically what they do is not only make it worse, make the violence more gory, more horrific, and the villains more psychopathic, but what they do, if you will ever notice, the soundtracks, the music that goes with these movies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and oh my gosh.
Also includes the TV shows,
mm-hmm.
right? There'll be times where the music will be so dissonant as part of the violence, but then at other parts you will notice that the music is almost religious, right? And it in a sense glorifies violence subconsciously.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Really interesting. Well, so what's happening with the media on internet? Do you think that that's actually a cutting edge for us to be able to evolve through media?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We'd say that even though there's tremendous controls that have, you know, come into play on the internet, nevertheless, it still is a marvelous playing field for people's ideas, their willingness to get themselves out there and so on. Now, some people who are really too far off the track of the chosen elite,
mm-hmm.
to say this is what we want you to buy, this is the way we want you to think, this is the way we want you to act. People who are too much into personal freedom, yeah, have a tendency to get onto the fringe, and they get very angry about it, and then they spout off, and they are starting to tell the truth and getting other people radicalized. These people can be, at times, they can be definitely their websites sabotaged.
Really?
That is going on.
Wow, so I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But
it's very possible.
That makes sense that inventors have had that happen for centuries and centuries, right? Websites.
Yeah, yes. But also, the thing is that the way to maintain a position or maintain a website and enable the person to share the information is to the sale of certain products.
Mm-hmm.
And so the object is to keep them broke. And so the way of shutting them down is, number one, is that there's interference, and when they have like a radio show or something, you can't get through, it gets shut down, people can't access, it's lost, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. But secondly, is also to turn the banks that they use for like credit card charges, to turn the banks against them as well. So the bankers will say, you know, your merchant card, your capacity to charge, on your account has been closed. We've noted improprieties in your account, and so they can just close it down for an indefinite period of time, and then under a lot of complaints, they may open it up, they may not. They may say, well, you'll have to go in front of the FCC about this, and they still don't know. You know, the people who've been shut down, they still don't know what the charge is, what the problem is.
Hmm.
So you can see they can do a lot of harassment in a lot of different ways.
A lot of control. Well, that brings us into this whole other thing. You know, we've heard that there's going to be two worlds. My understanding of that is that people who are high frequency and are creating their reality with their hearts and their minds, or raising their fields and frequency and being, you know, coherent fields, would be in dissociation with the other world. Do you have anything to say about that? Because I think the banks might be in the other world, or at least parts of them.
Well, yeah, there's a transition. And nevertheless, a lot of the situation with the banks is that those who are rebelling, those who are yearning for freedom from the tyranny of the bankers and the mega corporations, are just secretly hoping that the whole financial system would collapse.
Oh, really?
Right? And so there's been all these predictions that the financial system is going to collapse. Now, we do sense that there's going to be stress in the financial system. And that's probably, you know, next year, the following year, somewhere like, you know, 2017, that kind of thing. This does seem to us that it's being set up to have some significant shifts in the financial area that might be very difficult navigation for people. However, you know, the top 1%, and actually the 1% of the 1%, will make, of course, fortunes off of it. And a lot of people in the middle class will lose, because the middle class is being depleted right now. So the thing is that in this transition, you still are going to need the banks and the financial system for a while, okay? So in a way, you don't want this transition to happen chaotically and crazily. It should not happen with destruction anywhere, right? And the reason we're saying it this way is because everyone listening to us, every one of you, are creating your own reality. And so as you move towards a reality you prefer, and you need to keep your focus on that, where you're going, rather than what the problems are that you are facing at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather look at where you are going, and this will give you the inspiration on how to step free yourself from getting hooked into this tragedy that's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have more power than ever before in your total life, this reality, you have more power. That power is not shown in the traditional ways, such as with money and political, you know, prestige and all that kind of stuff. This is personal power, right?
So the power is to create your life, your home, your family, not necessarily.
Absolutely. It's about you being able to take the power to live as a free being inside you.
Mm-hmm.
That your own boundaries, your own limitations, are so expanded that you're very free inside your box. You've got to have boundaries. You've got to have limits. This is the way your ego has got to function in physical plane reality. You can't get rid of the ego. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any clue to your identity. You wouldn't be able to function.
Mm.
Right? So you have to have ego to create distinctions. You have to have it to be able to create discernment. And so, therefore, you have to have much more use of your positive ego so that you can create free boundaries. So you have a lot of flexibility, a lot of freedom of movement to be yourself, to express yourself, to be yourself in a sense of moving towards your visions and your dreams, not fighting against or rebelling against anything negative that's going on in there.
So
now,
no matter what's going on there, you have a different reality. Is that what the two worlds
is about? That's how the separation happens.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Right. Well, where you put your attention is the reality that you are encouraging in your space.
Mm-hmm.
And your reality is it, because you have created the illusion of everybody else in your reality. So the bankers and the elite and all the crazy psychopaths at the head of their mega corporations are in your reality.
Mm-hmm.
But as you take your power back, not rejecting them, not resisting them, not trying to fight them, because if you try to fight them, they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
Violence is their game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Control and violence and domination is their game. So you don't go that direction. Instead, you go towards your vision and your dreams. You go towards your desires, your heartfelt space. You own your own value as a divine being. And when you put your attention there, okay, freeing yourself, loving yourself, valuing yourself, you don't really have to, if you push out and really move a lot of love energy from yourself, loving yourself, to the world, to your particular life, to your friends, to your loved ones, and so on. If you keep your focus there, then that reality becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you can take the responsibility of recognize that all those psychopaths, all those crazy people who are controlling, dominating, manipulating, and so on, are just reflecting parts of you that you learned all that domination control. That was part of your training. You know, men were trained in the man code. You never show your weakness.
Right.
Women were trained in good girl training. That is, always defer to authority and be nice. Right. And so
keep your legs crossed.
And keep your underwear clean when you're on the date. Right.
That's right.
All this kind of stuff that just kind of comes with this programming. As you get rid of your programming, not by being angry about it, being radicalized. This is not being like, for a woman, like being a feminist in 1972. It's much more like just owning that you have the power to create. You take the responsibility to create for yourself, inside you, a joyous, happy, high-level vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And by that focus, by taking responsibility for that training and cleaning out that training without resistance to the external renditions of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but just looking within you and saying, okay, where do I still desire to control? Let me let that go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, let me allow myself to receive the gifts of magic that the divine wants to give me. Right?
So
why don't I look there instead of being upset and angry that I'm not getting mine because of what's going on in the world and the limitations and that I'm being lied to and mistreated and abused and so on by the media and the government and everybody. So the focus is really in a personal reality, but it then expands. And the more that you can take your responsibility for what's going on in the world, seeing that as remnant pieces of your training, of your personal training, and therefore having been made into personal limitations within you,
mm-hmm.
All right, the sooner you will be able to see the distinction between this new reality and the old one. The old one is a nightmare reality.
Yes,
and
it
there
is.
Are not, and there are nightmares going on all over the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the planet is actually in a very positive growth phase, right? And this growth phase is due because of you and all who are really growing themselves, really loving and valuing themselves and sharing love with others.
And there are a lot of people, even in war-torn areas or areas in which there are a lot of tribes battling one another, there are a lot of people in and amongst those that are also growing, aren't there?
Well, yes, they're growing everywhere. Just the fact that a lot of those tribes are saying, hey, wait a minute, let's stand up to some of these brutal people and these other tribes that are trying to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's stand up to them. We've got to somehow or another band together, and we've got to have freedom. We deserve to have a vote in what happens to us. We deserve to have that sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to shift our topic from the shift to food. You remember Bashar talking about as a, you know who Bashar is, don't you?
Yes, of course.
And he talked about how his species didn't eat anymore, and what happened is their food had gotten toxic, so they learned to eat with They learned to eat a kind of bean, and then they learned not to eat anything at all. I guess they're breatharian or something. But the way I remember it, and I'm kind of thinking about GMOs and the poison food and all the difficulties we're having with the tampered food supply and water supply, And I wonder if this is quite typical in the evolution of a species where we are we going to grow out of needing food? Do you see any solution for some of the most difficult doctoring of our food for marketing purposes? Do you have anything to say about all that?
Well, this is an evolutionary kind of thing.
Okay.
It is part of this thing that there still is a belief in the process that it's got to get worse before it gets better.
Right.
Okay, and this is the old method of learning, right? The old way of making transformation is that you've got to destroy what is so you can create out of the ashes, i.e. the phoenix, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to come out of the ashes. But first you have to have ashes, right? So there's this, it's a mythology. It's a kind of, it's part of the hero's journey. You have to descend into the darkness before and fight your way until you can triumph, have your triumph of character and be the great being and all that. And so these mythology pieces are kind of the bedrock of the manifestation that we expect. So
we really believe in that myth, is that right?
Yeah, we believe in that myth. If we want change, then we look out there and everything is worse.
Right.
Right? Because the worse it gets, the more it will mobilize some people, the more it will radicalize some people, you know. So some people need that in order to wake up. And indeed, the dialogue, for example, on vaccinations, right? The dialogue on vaccinations is making it into the public airwaves now.
Okay.
Right? And of course, the media, which is bought and sold by all the major food companies and chemical companies, the GMO, the biotech companies, and so on, they know where their dollar comes from. They come from advertising from these giants, and they also are in the same game with them. And so they're ridiculing anybody having to hold back the children, and what puzzles them so much is that the mothers and fathers who are resisting vaccination, who are saying no, I don't want my child vaccinated, are generally very well educated.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so they don't know how in the world to really, you know, diminish them if they were like, lower middle class, if they were, you know, country bumpkins, hey, it'd be easy to do,
mm-hmm.
right? But no, there's a substantial middle class, an upper middle class intelligentsia, and they have relatively high income levels who are really against vaccinating their children, who understand that there's chemicals in those vaccines, that if vaccination can be very devastating,
mm-hmm.
and can really mess up the brain of the children and mess up their immune system, mess up their gut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, the media and the big corporations don't want anyone to get wind of that because they make a whole bunch of money from vaccinations. That's a big money maker, right?
But I think it's very confusing for people to not be able to hear the difference between a mixture of vaccines in one shot versus just a vaccine for this or that. Nobody seems to be addressing that particular issue, and I think that's where the biggest problem is.
Well, yes, that's one of the problems, but some children, especially the newborns, have such sensitive and underdeveloped immune systems and gut systems.
Right.
Right. And mother's milk is tainted, right?
Yeah, that's another thing, isn't it?
Yeah, the mothers have all sorts of toxins in their milk. They have Teflon in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Who knows what that does, right?
Oh, really?
They have Teflon, they have mercury. You know, they have all sorts of heavy metals in there. They have plastics in there and petrochemicals. It's all coming through the breast milk to the children. So their immune systems are already having problems. And then they give them a vaccination, which is a big, heavy dose. A vaccination always has a carrier substance, and it also has the actual substance of what supposedly dead, but still in that same vibratory resonance, same cellular makeup as the disease or the problem that they're vaccinating them against, right? Mm-hmm. And so the immune system sometimes cannot tell that it's dead. The immune system cannot, in a sense, identify it as foreign because it's got petrochemicals in it, it's got heavy metals in it, and by golly, the body has been getting from the mother's milk all these petrochemicals and things, so it's not able to identify it as well. And most of your immune system is in your intestines anyway, and your digestive system. And so it's so your liver and your is unable to process it all, and then your intestinal bacteria have been already just terribly modulated by what you got in mother's milk, or if you didn't take mother's milk, even worse, formula. You know, that's even worse.
Right.
And some of these formulas are soy. And that's even worse, mm-hmm. right? It totally messes up the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And so mother's milk now has hormonal imbalance in it. The formulas have hormonal imbalance. And then when the children get older, they start drinking milk. And milk, the process that goes through most milk, the pasteurized stuff, is just absolutely foul and disgusting.
Mm.
And they have to color it to make it white.
Oof.
Because it turns kind of gray brown in the process, and it has vile sludge on it that has to be removed over and over again through tremendous radiation and all sorts of stuff processes to try to kill off all the crap that grows in there, because there's sugars in the milk, and therefore, you know, bacteria. Bad bacteria will just grow like gangbusters in the petri dish of milk if exposed to it. And there's so much exposure of toxins, so that the milk is really, especially in these CAFOs, where the farms, the big factory farms where they have the cows, they give them all these antibiotics, they give them all these vaccinations, they give them all these kind of, you know, chemical feed, right? There's not that their immune systems are messed up. So the milk itself has all these bad bacteria in it, which would happen if you were given all this stuff, mm-hmm. and humans are being given a lot of this stuff. And so the bacteria is bad. Then this milk, even when it's cooked, it has the sugars, and the bacteria comes in there and flares up in there and makes it really bad. So then the milk doesn't taste good because the sugars have been eaten by the bad bacteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a bad color.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have to add sugars back in. They have to put coloring in there, which they use, you know, it's probably used in makeup.
Oh, my Lord.
in theaters, there's a makeup that's basically... and also some sunscreens are white, you know, that there's this white stuff. There's a kind of these are minerals.
Hmm.
These are white minerals ground up. Well, they have to put these minerals, these white things in there. They have to bleach the milk. They have to put the white flavoring in there, or white, you know, coloring in there, and they have to put flavor in it.
Hmm.
So by the time a child is drinking milk, they're just drinking some kind of, you know, chemical concoction, really.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so you're looking at a whole culture who's getting their hormones messed up.
Well, I was telling Ginger that I wanted to ask you about this. And many years ago when I was studying nutrition, and a lot of us fell back onto Adele Davis's Eat Right to Keep Fit, which was quite a compendium of, you know, quite a detailed book on how different supplements worked or different parts of our nutrition. But she said that by the turn of the year 2000, our fertility difficulties were going to be tremendous. People's behind, their rear end would be a different shape, smaller, hips wouldn't be so clear. And there would be transgender, a lot of unisex, or not being able to decide which sexual orientation people were in, were a lot of homosexual. She said we were breaking up the food, and it would lead to that. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, we would say that she was pretty spot on that. And we don't sense that there is a substantial increase in homosexuality. That seems to be a standard increase. There is an increase in it, but the increase is normal when you get a sense of excessive population. There's always more.
Yeah, that makes
it's part,
sense.
It's part of nature's balance anyway.
Yeah.
And also, it's part of finding new creative expressions, finding new ways of uniqueness to express. And so it's important as part of the evolution to have a whole bunch of people that don't fit some kind of stereotypical mold, of a cultural mold, and that includes gender.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the change from the old reality to the new reality is going to come mainly by the shift in understanding about and accepting of gender, of your gender freedom.
So it's like, how are we moving into the divine feminine in the collective, where there are a lot of people that are bridging that are...
Yeah, they're doing that in their bodies, but we're also doing that spiritually and emotionally.
Yes.
We're opening to greater expressions, as we were talking about just a little bit ago, that whole breaking free of the gender training is what is our core piece of evolution, because it's the gender training that we got that is the foundation piece of the control that we are experiencing by the, you know, the 1% and the 1% of the 1%, the elite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They are controlling us through our gender training and through cultural and for, you know, centuries it's been, if you don't act like your gender, then you are rejected, you're humiliated, you're, you know, excommunicated, outlawed, you know, you're basically a failure, point blank. So
yeah, and the other aspect is it's been patriarchal, and being the male
that's
been
the main thing.
High
that's
end,
the main
right?
thing.
Yeah.
That's all part of that. The patriarchal system is an exclusive system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't include everybody as uniqueness and variety, because it's based on a tribal system in which everyone had to be uniform for survival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's when the patriarchy was established. That's a downside of the whole, you know, Hebrew Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole downside of that is that it's patriarchal God all the way down, and this has been the dominant force in world culture.
For thousands of years, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's been, about 2,000 at least, right? Because it took a few hundred years, shy of the 2,000, for it to really make its way in fully and to be established. And it was done through the mystery schools, who were the leaders and the political leaders, began to realize that they really needed to adopt these principles, and it was to their advantage to control the masses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was easy in those days for the leadership to say, you know, I am more divine than these, you know, animals that are these people that are my slaves, my servants, the serfs, you know, they're not worth anything. The soldiers, let's just go to war and fight, and they're dispensable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that attitude of the aristocracy in the old days, before the upswelling of democracy and the whole concept of voting and all that kind of stuff, it was very natural to pick up the patriarchal stuff to make it really entrenched, you see. And it got, now it's entrenched in the whole financial system on the planet.
There's real dominance to that. So tell me, I've heard that it is more possible for us, because of frequency movement or whatever, to release the old myths that are stored in our subconscious or that are a part of our
subconscious. Absolutely.
So this particular, what you were talking about, that's possible for us to rise out of that? collectively?
Well, yes, and it's easier than ever before because the evolution is this way. We are at a point of consciousness. We are expanding our conscious awareness. Okay, you have a conscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and you have a subconscious mind. That's where all your habit patterns are and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person who wants to quit smoking, they'll do, you know, hypnotherapy and so on to kind of get that subconscious mind to put in a new pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your subconscious mind that creates consistent patterns and routines and that kind of thing. Then you've got your unconscious mind, which is the collective,
mm-hmm.
right? It's connected to the collective. You've got your personal unconscious mind is what you have adapted to the collective for yourself, and it's plugged into all your other lifetimes. Right, all the selves you've been. It has to do with your connection to your divine path, but
and your lineage, right?
Your lineage, your tradition, everything is in that unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. It's way more powerful than the subconscious and the conscious mind. However, the point of power is in the conscious mind.
Hmm.
The point of power is a place of choice. And when you make choice in your conscious mind, you see, that is the most powerful place to make choice. Now, here's the evolution. The evolution is that you are expanding your awareness and awakening your consciousness, so your conscious mind and the power of choice is becoming greater and greater. You're becoming more aware of your choices and that they are your choices, and you have the power to make them.
And you don't have to be enslaved to that, to the old...
That's correct. You are in your mastery as a unique, spiritual, powerful human being. That's your choice. That is your gift. That is you owning your divine right, okay, mm-hmm. as a human being, okay? Now, as that conscious mind expands, it becomes more and more aware of the subconscious mind, so that the subconscious mind becomes more conscious and more accessible, and you know way more of what you're doing in your subconscious mind than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it's much easier to get rid of old patterns and to change habits and to do all that kind of thing now than it's ever been, because you're more conscious of them. You can see the impact of them. You can understand them. You can feel when they're happening. You can change them by choice,
mm-hmm.
in the moment.
In the moment.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the power that was not around 50 years ago. This is new on the planet. This is part of the great shift. This is part of the changeover from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius.
And is that because we have a higher frequency energy on average?
Yeah, people are on average are coming up. It's mainly about the awakening of and being able to use the power that they have. If you have a lot of power, and you do, and what if you decide not to use it? What if you're too intimidated? What if you're too frightened to use it, so you don't open up that part of you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay very dark. Your frequencies are going to stay low,
mm-hmm.
right? So as you choose and make more choices, as you activate that capacity to have a true will, a true sense of yourself, and ability to make choices for you in your power, you're becoming more and more capable of shifting your subconscious mind. Okay, the subconscious mind, all those routines, habits, all those kind of beliefs, that kind of those cause and effect ideas that you have, that this is related to that and so on, and all that kind of stuff starts to change and shift,
mm-hmm.
and you become more magical as a person. Now, as your subconscious becomes more conscious, you're starting now to get more conscious of things that are hanging out in your unconscious mind, the things where you got pulled into and suckered into the collective unconscious, the collective patterns, the habitual patterns of the collective. In other words, for the first time, being able to say, no, I don't have to be a man or a woman as defined by the tradition, external tradition of my culture. I can be whoever feels correct for me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the opening and the awakening into the unconscious mind. Now, on the physical level, the unconscious mind is also affecting physicality. Actually, all the physical universe is created from the unconscious. Okay, that's where the belief, you know, that the chair you're sitting in is solid. And that's why you don't walk through walls and yet you don't teleport yet. Okay, because all those beliefs seem to be absolutely the law of nature, and they're all in the collective unconscious. Okay, so as you become conscious into the collective, you're able to be allow yourself and give yourself more power to be uniquely you, to be free of all the gender training, which has been anchored into your genetics. So you're, even your genetics are changing, okay? As you're looking at the options, I can have, you know, as much testosterone or estrogen as I want to, in order to be who I want, right? And so, so a lot of the diets that are coming along are actually, in a weird way, it's not very positive and helpful. It's, there's a lot of suffering that is coming from all this genetic tampering, but it's also opening up the capacity for people to acknowledge their uniqueness in ways they never could have before. Of course, along with the genetic issues, along with vaccinations, along with the pollution and the toxicity, you've got children, and this is generally in the first 2 or 3 years of their life, going autistic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of children are not even born autistic. Hmm. They go autistic later. In the first or second year of life, they get autistic.
In response to the difficulty, the toxicity, eh?
Yeah, because their immune system can't handle it. It's well known that autistic children have just terrible gut flora.
Hmm.
It's just a mess in there. And as a result, they're addicted to really bad food. They want bad food. Mm-hmm. And they're highly inflamed by this food, and it creates... And when you get a lot of inflammation, you also get addictions, you get cravings, you get all sorts of chemical imbalances around your immune system and the food, and this is not addressed in this culture.
Hmm.
Now it's beginning to be, by changing a child's diet soon after they become autistic, changing a child's diet, shifting and changing their structure, opening up their brain. Opening up their brain structurally, opening up their brain chemically, you know, getting them the right intestinal flora, addressing the inflammatory foods, getting clearing those and so on. Some autistic children cease being autistic now.
Wonderful.
You see, there are ways to do it. But, you know, the media doesn't want you to know about that. They laugh at the parents that try to discourage them about and the vaccinations and the doctors, which, of course, are in cahoots with the whole medical system, and the drug companies and the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccine givers are being just pummeled with information about how bad it is for a child not to be vaccinated. And these doctors come on very proudly state, and this on the channel, and her husband saw this on the local news, proudly stating that he was a pediatrician, he would not treat any child who had not been vaccinated.
Wow. And when we were kids, we used to be thrown together and having a party if somebody had the measles, so we'd all get them and be done with it.
That's right.
Because
exactly.
We were then immune, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it built immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't think about that now. And also, the immune systems are so compromised for young people today,
that's a
case of measles is much more serious now than it was when, you know, you were 8 or 9.
In the olden days. So we're going to have to end this shortly. So I just want to throw this last bit in, which is very exciting to me. Do you feel, as we're learning to step out of the edicts of the subconscious or the lineage and all those things that we spoke about, you said we had all these beliefs that prevent us from moving dimensions or could we fly? Are we going to move into that way of releasing ourselves from the third dimension by releasing our beliefs?
Oh, yeah.
Traveling
yes,
wildly?
That's on the way. That's on the way. But it takes the capacity to really own who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things about this is that once you can do that, you're going to have not only the ability of telepathy, you're going to have a psychic ability, you're going to know when you're being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, sometimes a wool can be pulled over your eyes. Not maybe not you in particular, because you're pretty aware. But in the general population, they still are keeping everybody as stupid and ignorant and dumb as possible, right?
Yeah, we have highly paid belief lobbyists.
Exactly. And what's going to happen when people see through all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can look at their food and they can see that it's toxic energetically before they eat it. It's not going to look good anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so to go back to your previous question too, is that there will be an evolution of purifying and lifting the frequencies of the body so the body can deal with less and less food and open to being able to survive more on sunlight and air, okay? Mm-hmm. We will, you know, as a human species, we'll also experience a lot of freedom in the unconscious. As soon as you have more conscious awareness in the unconscious and you're in your power and you don't hold resistance, rebellion, or antagonism, or trying to block out negativity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people is still in the spiritual areas are busy trying to block negativity, are in fear of negativity, feel overwhelmed by other people's negativity or the negativity that's out there, and they are really at the mercy of negativity. You have to stop being at the mercy of negativity, and that means you have to be in your power. You have to own that this is your reality. You have to be responsible for it in an empowered and beautiful sort of way. When that happens and you start expanding into the unconscious mind, you're going to be able to suspend what has to now been known as the laws of nature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
And you'll be able to know how to do that. And that's not the focus. That's not the target. What the target is for you to know your divine nature. That's the target. But in the process of doing that, you get the what are known as the siddhis in India, or powers that come with that.
Mm.
And if you are totally pure and clean in your will and your intention, and in your capacity for love, as you get to that place and in your conscious awareness, your chakras then expand and are able, they're your measuring instruments, they're your attuners, they're the ones that read and perceive. That's where you give and receive with your reality. And so they get the feedback for coming from higher dimensions, and therefore you're able to function consciously on higher dimensions of yourself, rather than being stuck in 3D, limited by time space, which is fourth dimension. You can freely begin to work in the imaginal realm,
mm-hmm.
which is the sixth and seventh realms of dimensions. They are where you are working with the unconscious mind.
So we can
but
go without food. We can live in different. We're going out for dinner.
Absolutely, absolutely. What seemed to be miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few years ago, are going to be standard capacities in the future.
Oh, how wonderful. That sounds good, eh?
You know, and you won't have to be sick ever again.
I like that.
You can change your DNA with intention and thought, just like so, once you get to that place. You see what we're saying?
Mm-hmm. Can
and
we
so
help
how
children?
In the world are... That's right. How in the world are you going to be controlled if you can do that?
Exactly.
You can.
We can slip through their hands. Well, Galexis, as usual, I am so delighted to talk to you. And, of course, we've just opened up a whole big volume here. So I'd love to speak with you again about the transcendent of our species. That'd be a wonderful conversation.
Well, that would be really fun. And what you might want to do is that we might, at the future, be able to open this up to questions from people, you know, because this is a topic that people would really love to know more about, and they'd love to be able to ask about, and so on.
Well, let's set that up.
Like that.
I'll speak to Ginger, and we'll set one up fairly soon. I'd like that a lot.
All right. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, indeed.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Galexis.
And we send all our love and our light and our best wishes to everyone listening in as well.
Thank you so much. Oh, one more question. Do you think as we evolve and all these things that we were talking about, that we can be a more loving species all across the board? I kind of hope
that's exactly where you're going.
Yay!
That's exactly it. That's the healer. Love is really the healer because that's who you really are. But you don't know it yet. You don't know it consciously yet. There's a part of you that knows it inside you, and that knows that that's your connection to God, Goddess, all that is, and the divine that is within you. But you have to get to that God within you, that divine within you. And the only way you really get there truly is through love. A lot of the elite are trying to get there through manipulation and control.
Right. Wow.
And, of course, they're not going to succeed. They are going to just simply create more and more crises and more destruction because they think it destruction's got to be done. They've got to destroy. In fact, they really, you know, they want to, they think that the ideal would be to have, you know, a very highly controlled populace, you know.
And a much smaller populace, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, more manageable,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Anyway,
and
I have to say goodbye, even though I don't want...
We know. So just know that we're going in a good direction. Love is really the answer, and if anyone is willing to step into the pathway of love, they will get what they need.
Bless you. Thank you.
They will change
so
the world.
Thank
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Farewell, dear one.
Thank you.